task. All countries face major challenges to ensure that their health and social systems are ready to make the most of this demographic shift. So basically, people worldwide are living longer. Today, for the first time in history, most people can expect to live into their 60s and beyond. By 2050, the world's population of age 60 and older is expected to be to 2 billion, up from 900 million in 2015. And the pace of population aging around the world is also increasing dramatically. So what they've done for this year, the theme for this year's Day of Older Persons, which is tomorrow, October the 1st, is digital equity for all ages. Digitalization has revolutionized our living criteria, and older persons are far behind in the usage of these modern digital technologies. So the theme of this special day sparks light on the issue of older persons that are not fully beneficiaries of these technologies, and the focus is to train them about the usage of mobile phones, the internet, and computer according to their needs, hobbies, and interests. And policymakers are also asked to keep in mind that these threats about these technologies to older people keep them healthy and safe. So it really comes down to quality of life and recognizing and respecting the wisdom of older people, the inherent need to have them in the society, respect, kindness, compassion, and just recognize that our population is aging and there's so much wisdom and longevity available. And so this is the purpose of recognizing, and like I say, the digital equity for all ages is the focus for this year.
Thank you for that. Yeah, clap. That is an important thing to, again, not just hear, but to act upon. The show, our podcast, Powered by Age, is frequently aired in my Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. I am an activist since 9 years old, and so I'm going to deputize each of you to act up around the issues that were mentioned here, particularly the digital divide. At the 411 Center earlier this week, there was a meeting of a group that's called the Senior Issues Group. There's another group talking about digital divide. What we each need to be acting up about is issues like being able to upload, having to upload all of your information to your phone. There's so many steps in it, and a lot of people, one, don't have a smartphone. The thing that there's the assumption that we have to give feedback. Anytime you encounter something where you aren't able to do it, you've got to go to a brown box, put a red dot in it, upload that to something. I mean, it's just multiple things where people don't have a smartphone. An economic issue is pressing on, tell us, all the different companies, all the different carriers. The senior centers are contacting them, but individuals also need to contact them and say, you need to make a better plan available so that every senior has a smartphone. Some people have put in programs where they've given people flip phones, which is useless because it's too small. And it's like saying we gave you something, but it's not the thing that's accessible. Identifying where now in order to pay a bill, you have to have the information electronically. Sometimes I have my screen enlarged all the way over to 100 because you can't see it. But if we don't speak up, so those of us who were in the baby boom generation, you know that we were a speak up generation. It was a generation that changed trends in advertising, marketing, everything. So now we have to speak up again, act up, and say, you know, we're mad as hell and we're not taking it anymore.
Yeah, one of my issues too, Charlotte, is, you know, they should also make adjustments for people that don't have or don't want the technology. I personally don't want a smartphone. I don't want to adjust. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. But I think, you know, there should also be things to access conveniently without a smartphone. We should be able to phone and get help. If we have a computer, which not all of us do, but if we have a computer, we should just be able to maybe go to a website. But, you know, you try and get somebody to help you on the phone these days, it's impossible.
Right. And that's one of the things of giving the feedback. You can look up who is the president of a company. Everyone, a lot of people don't write the president, but when presidents of a company get letters, it gets their attention. Write to that person, call the people up, have a group of people call them up. The Cancer Society had an activist group where some days people would just tie up the phone lines because 100 people called and said they wanted to speak to the CEO or speak to the president or speak to the publicity person around the same issue. So I think because another thing that that everybody has access to do, everybody has got an MP and they have an office somewhere in your riding. Visiting their office, I was surprised that when we went to a documentary about how talc and other things that are used can cause illness. And we found which MP had the assignment, who had the health desk, and went to his office. And he was so surprised, but happy because he wasn't aware. So I think having a group of people to just come in and say, you know, we want to have a meeting. If you ask for a meeting, they have to put it on the schedule, but to impress them that it's not okay to just ask 5 or 6 people to tell you what senior issues are, to go to their office and say, you know, we want you to speak up for us about Wi-Fi. They're building a lot of buildings that there's no Wi-Fi available. High-speed Wi-Fi is expensive. One carrier has given something where people have 2 gigabytes. 2 gigabytes, the person said, I use the 2 gigabytes trying to take part in 3 podcasts. So really encountering them with, you are multi-million-dollar companies. You have all of these ads about the things that you can do, all of the rooms. There's commercials that show Wi-Fi in every room. But encountering them saying, well, you know, we need the buildings that we're in. People who go to convalescent centers say that they either can't take their computer or there's no Wi-Fi. So their family member has to pay for us. You know, it's just, we have to speak up and encounter, not just make it feel like it's okay or wait for somebody else to advocate for us. 2 or 3 can, you know, gather together. You know, now since almost all of the seniors have been double vaccinated and have a mask, you can go in mass to the offices of different places, go to the church, go to every place that there's something that impacts the lives of seniors, people 55 and above, and even advocates. We had the word ally that emerged among Black Lives Matter. People who are not Black said, I'm an ally to people in this issue. That we had 2 weeks ago, a grandmother who talked about when she found out her granddaughter was going to go and be in a protest and get arrested around the old growth trees. She said, well, let me go because I won't have a criminal record. It won't impact me the same way. So this allies between generations going and doing things, not just asking. Everybody used to say, if you have problems with your commuter, find a millennial. The millennials said, can you just please learn this? And now they're the little kids who come and help older people. But besides asking somebody for help, asking them, you know, if we all get familiar with the issues. Someone spoke the other day that the goal is a city that works from people 8 to 80. And if we focus on the things that help an 8-year-old, they also help an 80-year-old and vice versa. So we just can look at ways we can make new alliances and speak up about these things that would make that proclamation become a living reality rather than waiting until 20 more years pass and we say, oh my God, there's no housing. Things are worse. We have an opportunity to make things better. And so I think that's part of the significance of the International Day of Older People and the fact that the city of Vancouver, it's seniors week all next week. So tonight, those of you who are hearing this on Friday will know there are 7 buildings that are going to send their lights, you know, from the floor, these high rises, they're going to have blue lights flashing in significance of recognizing seniors and particularly recognizing the 411 Senior Center that's had a 41-year history of helping seniors understand their rights, get the information they need, get discounts. So you can look for that and then you can look for ensuing opportunities to support this center, which is one of the sponsors for this podcast. Okay, so now we're going to make a transition over to writing a tribute poem, because in tomorrow's program, I'm going to take five of the poems that get created from people here, and it's going to be read. So let's see, how do we write a tribute poem? The very first workshop that I did at the 411 Center was Love Your Life, Love Yourself Happy Through Poetry. I have done these variations of tribute poem, healthy poem writing workshops in two countries and several places. So there is a workbook. At some point, all of you will be able to get a copy of the workbook. But today I'm using some exercises from the workbook. When you write a tribute poem about or for someone else, it always helps if you've written a tribute poem for yourself. How many of you, have any of you ever written yourself a poem recognizing yourself, honoring yourself?
Not me.
I have, because I've been in your
a tribute to me.
Okay, so start with the notion that you are a fountain of love. And we're going to use an acrostic. An acrostic is an old way of starting a poem or starting even a story. So down your sheet of paper, I want you to take the letters of your name and just down one letter under the other, list the letters. Here's an example using my name. Okay, so when you put those letters down horizontally, vertically down the page, we're going to think of a word that goes with each letter. You're going to write a word or a positive thought that's characteristic for each letter of your first name. Now, if you have a three-letter first name, then you use your first and last name. Does everyone ever understand?
Down Charlotte? The
list. Yes.
Do you want to read your example out for the benefit of people who are listening?
Oh, yes. Okay. So my name is Charlotte. And so starting with C, I have creative. H, my word is helpful. A, assertive. R, reliable. L, loving. O, original. T, talented. Another T, trustworthy. And E, enthusiastic. Now, sometimes when I've done this in a group of people, you know, where we're all around the circle, and a person will have a word like H, and they say, it might be bragging to say handsome. No, say handsome. If you ever say G, say gorgeous, great. Okay, so now, everybody have an adjective for each letter in your name? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next thing. You're going to, okay, this is your blank sheet that you would have to work with. Okay, now you're going to create a phrase or a sentence for your self-love poem. You're going to take each word that you identified with the letters of your name, and you're going to make a phrase. No, a phrase does not have to be long, and the phrase doesn't have to be used in the final poem we're going to create, but it's just going to get you, stimulate you to write some positive phrases about each letter in your name. Okay, so my word for creative was, here's an example, being creative with yarn has led me to crochet 6 caps, one of which I'm wearing today. Then Steve, what's the phrase that you wrote with your, do you have a phrase that you wrote for your N?
I'm notable. I'm getting to the phrase. I'm notable. Ambitiously notable. Nicely ambitiously notable. Sincerely, nicely, ambitious, notably. Energetically ambitious, nice, and notable.
Neil, do you want to share a phrase that you've written for one of your letters?
I'm still pondering.
I got mine.
So,
yeah, I got
okay,
mine.
Who said that?
Delsa.
Oh, okay, read yours.
All right. D-E-L-S-A-D, dependable. E, efficient. L, loving. S, sassy. A, adventurous. Adventurous allows me to write my very first poem for today's meeting.
Oh, wonderful.
Is that how you do it?
Yes.
That was good.
Thank you.
Oh, and the word doesn't have to start your phrase. It can be anywhere within the sentence or phrase.
Mm. I like assertive.
Well, my words were Nancy, so N for notable, A for ambitious, N for nice, S for sincere, E for energetic, Y for youthful. So I came up with a couple of things. Being ambitious has served me well, maintaining an energetic, youthful attitude in life. As an ambitious person, I've accomplished a great many things in my life. Being an energetic person keeps me youthful.
Right. Being energetic makes your dogs happy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I had a hard time because I have two letters the same, so I had to come up with it. But I had Leslie, loving, empathetic, special. And then I had a second L, and I was struggling with that, so I came up with long-lasting. I don't know why. Enthusiastic and young at heart. So I'm loving of myself, my family, my friends, and the world. I feel empathy with those around me. I'm special and unique. Long-lasting because I endure patiently and I'm still here. Enthusiastic, just enthusiastic about life. And young at heart, always strive to think like a young person.
Wonderful. And you see, what you're doing with your own words, an acrostic helps you with writing a tribute poem for someone else, because as you've done it and brainstormed those things around yourself, that it helps you to brainstorm things about the person, or it can also be around an event. But this exercise enables you, just opens the doors to being creative when you are doing that, creating a tribute poem for a person or place or event. Okay, now, what I'm going to skip down to doing is giving, I'm going to give me the example of the poem that I made from my words, and then I'll see if anyone wants to read theirs. And this poem was called Rebirthing I Worthiness. You are the beloved of your innermost heart, with each beat a thunderous reminder sounds, yet sometimes it falls into the abyss. The abyss of misconceptions about I worthiness, the abyss of mistrust fed by misconceptions of how marvelous it would be if you felt fantastic about I. You are the I that has smelled the sacred essence of fertile dreams. You are the I that has felt brilliance brimming over with solutions to family matters, financial matters, environmental matters. Solutions to the issues of the day that matter most for human survival. You are the I that has voluntarily surrendered its voice, surrendered its power, surrendered its sweetness. Now step into the bliss of birthing I from its cocoon. Now step into the bliss of birthing the fruit of your yes. Now step into the bliss of acknowledging I love with content, acknowledging love and appreciation for your gifts as I. Acknowledging love and appreciation for the I in your integrity. Acknowledging love and appreciation for the I that has abundant creativity, abundant health, abundant joy, abundant generosity, abundant prosperity, and abundant peace. And so it is for I and I.
Mm-hmm. So what was the title of that again, Charlotte?
This was Rebirthing I Worthiness. And it's kind of, I mean, I started out with playing with the acrostic. Somewhere I have a simpler one with the acrostic, but it gives yourself permission. When you give yourself permission to brag on your qualities, highlight the qualities, talk about them, then you feel different about yourself. There's so many things, you know, in the mainstream of movies and the policies that get passed where we are put into the small I instead of the capital I. And you could turn around and say, wait a minute. I am creative. I am trustworthy. I am brave. All those things that you're identifying as you're working with the adjectives to go with the letters in your name. Does anyone else want to share what you've done with some of your words?
Can I do mine?
Sure, go ahead.
I am paying tribute to two in the same poem. Nikki is a Shih Tzu, a mixed breed, crossed between a Shih Tzu and a toy dog poodle. She's 10 years old. And a special someone, you've seen the picture, a two-legged of Germanic origin, much older than the dog. Both are alive and well. I never had a dog. I didn't want one. But you came along. Why did I wait so long? I am not big on terms of endearment. It became second nature when you grace our lives. I love you, Nikki baby. I love you to the moon and back. It made him jealous, but he loves you too. And I love him too, more than he'll ever know. I told him so because you taught me to. It was time to part ways. We gave you away. We shouldn't have. I'm sure you know the reason why. After all, you always read my mind. One day you visited me. From a distance, you never recognized me. As you got closer, you leaped into my arms. With your always sweaty tongue, you begin to lick my face. You wag your tail so hard, it pained my arms. Suddenly you stop. You look around, search for another familiar scent. He's gone too, Nick, like you, in a better place. A place where he can be well taken care of more than I can. But we're all just stones throw away. Until we meet again, Nicky girl, next time I visit him, I'll tell him your greetings. Ow, 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 ow.
That was great. That was good.
That was wonderful.
Did you guys like that?
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes, it's beautiful. Anyone else have?
I try.
Okay.
You suggested that to bring the picture, to show a picture of giving tribute to. So this is my mom. Okay, but my writing is also about me and my children. Okay. The title is A Beautiful Face and a Spine of Steel. Her happiness shows in her radiant complexion, clear, smooth, and rosy. When she moves, perfume fills the air. As a marvelous storyteller, she delights. But her character speaks louder than her voice, than her words or her looks. Her life is a statement of kindness, service, grace, and resilience. The adventures and paths of life she crossed fill me with awe. She showed me she could move mountains alone. She showed me I could too. She is in the sun, in the wind, in the rain, and in the air I breathe. She is in my daughter and in my granddaughter. She lives in us. She never left. Okay, and my...
Beautiful.
My name is Anna, E-N-N-A, and for E is for engage. Being engaged made me active, interested, and curious about the world I live in, and to become a lifelong learner. N, as in nurturing, I'm a good mother, I'm a good daughter, and a helpful friend. N, the second N, no nonsense. I am straightforward and I am frank. Active, being active keeps me healthy mentally and physically.
Wow, well done, Anna. That was
beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, thank you. Great.
Oh, very well done.
I have one about my cat, if you'd like to listen to it.
Of course you'd like to.
I'd like to show you the picture. I hope it comes through.
It's a cat, all right.
Yeah,
I can recognize the cat.
She's wearing a hat as well. So my cat's name was Spirit, and I wrote a little tribute to my cat. So I'd like to read that out. And I call it My Ray of Sunshine. There is a certain slant of light that split through my window into multicolored rays, which bounce and tumble to the floor. The bright, elusive beads dance and tease my poor cat, hunched up in the corner, tense and vigilant, eyes gleaming, she pounces on the intruder and swallows it whole. So that's a little, my little cat spirit, you know, who passed away. She was 21 years old when she passed away. So I wrote it. And I have a really hard time about saying I, because this is a really good exercise, because I've never been able to say I to anything. So like I'm thinking, I just want to shout out and say, I am not going to tolerate that anyway.
I am worthy. I want everybody to say, I am worthy.
I am worthy.
I am worthy. Yes.
This is very hard exercise, very hard to do that. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I was just looking at the verbs with my name, because my name has three A's in it. So hard to come up with a lot of A's. So I was racking my brains. So I came with A, adventurous, B, philosophical, and another A is adaptive. R, reliable. N is night owl. And last A is accepting of others. So, yeah. So I just have two or three statements, but I haven't completed the whole list, basically. But I'm just looking at with all, like, you know, hearing all the poems and, you know, and they're all so talented people. I mean, oh, my God.
I told you.
Lovely.
Just brave.
And you, too, are talented. It's just unlocking it, giving yourself permission. That's one of the things when you write poems to yourself, you say, that is kind of pretty cool.
Yeah.
Somehow I think particularly within our generation, there were people that said, oh, don't tell that girl she's pretty, or some dismissive thing that made it, there's a part of a piece of literature that says, methinks he thinketh too highly of himself. It's Shakespeare or somebody, but I think somehow that just got a lot into our DOS. So we're getting it out of the DOS and writing a new program that says, I am special. I count. I matter. I'm brilliant. I'm a reservoir. Look at all the things that you have accomplished in your life. So we will be continuing on with this, the two things next week, going another level within tribute poet writing to writing poems of cheer. Today, there's so many people that have experienced someone that has made their transition or had a hardship. And you see over and over and over in the Facebook feed, sending all of my condolences. So in this workshop of writing poems of cheer, it's pressing to what other words can we say that are saying, I'm with you. I mean, we'll flesh out other things that you could say to be able to craft a poem of cheer. So, and we'll also do more with reading. I don't know whether Robin will be able to join us next week, but she had an exercise that we did. She did with Neil and Leslie around revising a way that they were reading a poem, a creative work. And there's a thing that's called Good, Better, Best. So we'll play that game next week and have more fun. So tell more people to join us at 1, and we will be powering on and making life a better place. Equally good for 8-year-olds and 80-year-olds. Everyone should get an 8-year-old friend. We wrote poems. We had a writing prompt between a 7.5-year-old and a 75-year-old. So that's something else that we can look at doing. Well, thank you for being with me again this week. This is Charlotte Farrell, ending the Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon show, where you have a chance. You are encouraged to act upon anything that you've heard within the show. If you'd like to take part in our podcast, you can email me at pbaafc@gmail.com. And remember what I say anytime people ask me what time it is, I say it's love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to